Transformation through pleasure. To enrich our lives, transform our lives in ways that make our life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they regularly experience the pleasure of a fulfilling sex life, or realize the joy they could bring into their lives by transforming their lifestyle through pleasure. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. In the process, she helps you experience real intimacy and happiness and can help you transform your life through pleasure. Transformation through pleasure. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and make pleasure a habit in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everyone, this is Lori Handlers and you've tuned in to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness and the goal of sex and happiness, as I'm sure you know, but in case it isn't explicit enough, is to make you sexier and happier if you take the coaching, if you take the tips, if you listen in and you try the things at home with yourself, with your partner, with others, whatever floats your boat in that department. If you take the practices that I talk about on the show and that my guests talk about on the show, you will have an amazing time with yourself. And of course, you'll get sexier and happier, but really that's up to you. I can't make you do it, but I'd love if you do it. Today, we're going to talk about some little known practices. I say little known because I've been in the sex world, the sex education world, the tantra world, since probably 1995, consciously, 95, 96, and I didn't often hear about these practices. Mm-hmm. I have heard about them, but they're not in the mainstream. And so when my guest today said she could talk about this, I got very excited about it because I wanted to bring you something very new, although it may not be very new in turn. It may be ancient, but it's very new, I think, to most of you listening. So that's why I'm thrilled to be talking about this today and to have her on the show. My guest is Jaya, and she's an award-winning somatic sexologist. She's the author of Blow Each Other Away and Red Hot Touch, and she's also the founder of New World Sex Education, a company dedicated to using quality sex education to help men and women get the sex lives they desire. Jaya is passionate about helping all people overcome sexual issues, usually stemming from a lack of education that may hold them back from exquisite sex as their birthright. So Jaya, welcome to my show.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here. Just talking about sex brings me happiness, so it's perfect.
That's perfect. I didn't tell people what we were going to talk about, so I left them at the edge of their chairs. We are going to talk about the topic, white tigress practices, and I estimate that most of my listeners have not heard of this.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk to you about it. So what exactly are white tigress practices, and what discipline do they come from?
Well, when I first heard about these practices, it was from a friend of mine, and she said, you know, there are these practices that can help you attain immortality, enlightenment, and they involve oral sex. And I thought, oh, great. So I rushed out and I got Shelai's book. It's called Sexual Teachings of the White Tigress, Secrets of the Female Taoist Master. So this is a Taoist practice. And in the book, he talks about the White Tigress Manual, which contains the secrets of the White Tigress. And I also went on to study with one of his students and had a partner. And for a year, I actually studied the White Tigress practices. It sounded...
Wait.
Go ahead.
I just want to stop you for a second because you're going kind of fast.
Sure.
Can you say his name again?
Sure. It's Shelai, and it's spelled H-S-I-L-A-I. And the book, again, is The Sexual Teachings of the White Tigress, Secrets of the Female Taoist Masters.
Okay. And I want to also, you know, I want to just spell Taoist for people because sometimes people don't get it. So Taoist is spelled with a T.
Right.
T-A-O-I-S-T, everybody. So just so you know what Jaya is talking about, it's the T is pronounced like a D.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. So for a year, you practiced these with a partner.
Yes. I was just really fascinated by the practices because they were said to help women rejuvenate youthfulness, beauty, vitality, and to help them attain immortality or enlightenment. So that sounded really good to me. And there are a number of methods that the white tigresses do. They involve different exercises, healthy diet. They have exercises to keep your waist. They call it the willow waist exercises to keep your waist nice and small. There are breast massage techniques. There's vaginal rejuvenation techniques and lots of different aspects to the life as a white tigress. But the biggest part of the practice centers around oral sex.
Amazing. I'm just thinking that because I used to work in a bar in Boston. I was a waitress, and my boss used to say, "Laurie, if you swallow ejaculate fluid, your breasts will grow." So, I don't know that it happened because of that, but so what do these involve? So they involve oral sex receiving, or they involve oral sex giving?
It is mostly oral sex giving. And so, you know, I think there's a, I was actually just talking to someone this morning who said that they just put women in lie detector tests and said, you know, they asked women, do you enjoy giving oral sex? And the women said no, but the lie detector test went off like crazy. So I thought that was really just an interesting little tidbit, side bit there is the, even though women may not admit that they like giving, they may actually, somewhere in there, I think that we are very aroused by the idea of giving oral sex. And that arousal is one of the things that keeps us in a beautified state. And there's a lot of health benefits to it as well, and that are actually scientifically sound. Like, there was a research project done by Gordon Gallup and Rebecca Birch on depression, and they found that in semen there were hormones that boosted our moods, and they found that women seemed happier when they absorbed semen, so when they swallowed or had it on their face.
Isn't that amazing? I just want to go back for a second and comment on the thing where women in lie detectors said that they didn't enjoy it, and yet the lie detectors said that they were lying, basically.
Yes.
It just occurs to me that if a man surrenders like that to receive, a woman, I think most women would be very pleased about that and very happy to have a man surrender to, in her arms or laying back or what have you. And if somebody can't enjoy that, I mean, to me, I can't imagine them enjoying their own sexuality if they can't enjoy having a powerful partner surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what occurs to me as you say that. So, you know, let's get honest, ladies out there. Let's tell the truth.
Well, and it makes sense that it's enjoyable and that we would like receiving it because our face and our mouth have erectile tissue in them. So our lips have erectile tissue. Our noses have erectile tissue. The inside of the mouth, it's very analogous to our vulva and vaginal canal. And so, you know, also guys, just in enjoying the receiving and letting her know that you're really laying back and enjoying, you can also give her mouth foreplay too, and always giving to her beforehand is even better because then she's in a more aroused state. Just some tips for guys there. But I want to go back to something you said too, which is about, you know, surrender and submission. And I think that there's a big myth out there, and this is a myth that the white tigress practices breaks, which is that fellatio is a submissive act. There's a saying that I love, which is a servant is the master in disguise. And,
yes.
You know, if you think about it, he's at your every whim. You have him inside of your mouth. And also, what's wrong with being soft and submissive? It doesn't mean that you're necessarily subservient in all areas of your life. I mean, in the bedroom, it's great to play role playing. So we don't have to be all serious about it. We can lighten up and do a little white tigress role play where you're at his feet, because all the positions for doing the fellatio techniques are at his feet, looking up at him lovingly and longingly as his penis is inside your mouth. So, you know, that can be seem like a very submissive place to be. But in truth, you are really a master in disguise in that moment.
Well, thanks for saying that. I like that. And I like that truth being told as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just blown away by that lie detector test, but I think you get over it. So how many are there? How many techniques like this are there? How many oral sex techniques where a woman is giving oral sex to a man are there?
There are a number of different techniques, and there are always new ones that are sort of coming to the forefront. And a lot of this stuff has been kept very secretive, and it hasn't really been in the West I believe she like came out with his book around 2001, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention as far as, you know, in the mainstream goes. For my birthday, my assistant, I have an amazing assistant, she got me two white tigresses to come to my house for my birthday to give me some lessons to deepen my knowledge about the practices. So she, of course, did all this research, got these women to come to my house, and they taught me a new technique, which I didn't even know. And I thought I knew all of them, but it always goes to show that I will always be learning my entire life, even though I'm a sexologist and do this for a living. And one of the techniques they taught me,
wait a second, I'm going to stop you there because this is a really good place for a break. And when we come back, I want to know what the technique is, if you can tell us about it. Yes, cliffhanger is the best. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm talking with Jaya today, who is an award-winning somatic sexologist. She actually teaches sex for a living, and she has two books, Blow Each Other Away and Red Hot Touch. And right now we're talking about the white tigress practices that you may or may not have ever heard of. I certainly wanted to know more about them, and I'm excited because when we come back, she's going to tell us some of them, at least one, and maybe we'll get a couple others out of her. So I'm excited about it. Please stay tuned.
If you'd like to enjoy better sex, increase happiness, improve the quality of your relationships, and gain confidence in your sex life, go to www.askloriehandlers.com. That's askloriehandlers.com, askloriehandlers.com, or go to facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, or on Twitter at Lori Handlers. That's facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, all one word, or twitter.com @LoriHandlers, or go right now to AskLoriHandlers.com, enter your name and email, and she will instantly send you her workbook to show you how to increase your happiness, enjoy better sex, improve the quality of your relationship, and gain confidence in your relationships and your sex life right now.
We are back, Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm talking with Jaya today. And Jaya is telling us about the white tigress practices, which are ancient Taoist practices, and many of them have to do with oral sex. A woman partner delivering or giving oral sex to a man who is receiving. So, Jaya, you were saying that for your birthday, your assistant gave you two white tigresses who taught you more.
Yes. I've been challenged to have 90 days of oral sex straight. Actually, today I am on day 84, so I'm almost there. 6 more days to go in my 90-day challenge. And this is because in my book I challenged everyone in the world to have 90 days of oral sex straight and to see what came out of it. So as part of this, I was really excited to have these white tigresses because I thought, oh, they can give me some homework and some new ideas because I'd done everything in my book. I'd done all the white tigress practices that I knew. And they gave me a new one, which was to simply hold my partner's penis in my mouth, soft, and just lay there and deeply breathe, just holding him in my mouth and very deeply breathing, really nice, long, long, slow breaths, as deep as I could possibly breathe. Now, a lot of people have no idea how to really take a full deep breath. They don't know how to fill the front, sides, back of their chest cavity and all three lobes of the lungs. So you really want to think of it filling your all the way to your pelvic floor up to your neck in breath. Front, sides, and back is how I like to think of it when I take a nice big full deep breath. And then to fully exhale as well. So I did this with my partner that night, just holding him in my mouth. It was very sweet, breathing really nice and deep. And he was just like, I'm so relaxed. And out of the relaxation came this great arousal. And I don't know about you, but one of the things I really love to feel is my partner getting more aroused inside my mouth. I think that that's like a really big turn on for me, just in within my mouth. And so we literally, like, that was all we did the entire session, was I just breathed and held him there. And breathed and held him there and noticed the changes that were happening with his arousal, his tumescence, meaning how hard he's getting. and him just feeling that he loved it. He just was like, I want to do more of that. He actually really wanted to do more of that kind of practice. So that was one that I.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very sweet. And about how long? Give us an idea.
I think we did about 15 minutes.
Did you fall asleep?
We did about 15 minutes of that, and then we fell asleep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Sweet.
Did you just fall asleep?
Right
before
bed. It was just so great. It was such a great connection. And then I think that's a really good one to start with. And then the rest of them, you know, there's a position for them, which is usually the woman is on her knees in front of the man. He can be standing or seated on the edge of a bed, whatever is really comfortable, but he's above her usually. And that goes back again to that sort of submissive thing we were talking about earlier in the interview of just the role playing of the white tigresses is a little bit of like this coy, you know, looking up at him, that servant who's a master in disguise. And so she's sitting or kneeling at his feet. And then you bring your hands together in a diamond shape, and his penis and his testicles are going to be within the diamond. Your palms are facing his skin, you know, like his belly or his hips.
Mm-hmm.
And you, with your mouth open, you will circle your tongue around the head of his penis in one direction and then the other direction. Now, the White Tigress Manual has all these numbers. The odd numbers are yang, meaning they're going to build more yang energy in the body. So yang is that masculine, it's the more active force, it's the more energized, I would call it like the excitement phase of sexuality. It's the really getting the energy really building and the fire energy building in him. So odd numbers are yang, so they often have odd numbers of how many times you're circling. So it may be like 6 times to the right, and then you circled 9 times to the left as you're circling his head, the head of his penis with your tongue. Then the next step is to close your mouth around the head of his penis and suck vigorously. And again, there's a number of times you can play with odd, like 3, 9, 12 times and see what's right for you. They have prescriptions of like exactly how to do it, but I like to take these practices and make them my own and really like, oh, 12 feels really good, or only 3 feels like exactly the right number. So I invite people to kind of play with them. Okay, so you've got your mouth closed around the head of his penis and you're sucking vigorously for a few seconds. And then you're going to pull back off the head of his penis, and it creates like a smacking sound, like that kind of a sound. That's kind of like a kiss smack, but it has more of a pop sound. And we'll suck back, I think they say 9 times exactly in the manual, but again, 3, try playing with those odd numbers. Suck back a few times, and then you repeat the whole thing from the tongue circle. So again, it's the hands of the diamond, you're circling the tongue one way, then you circle the tongue the other way, then you suck vigorously right at the head of his penis, and then you pull back, creating a smacking sound. The sound helps you to just create more arousal in both of you, orally, A-U-A-R. And you want to build a lot of saliva. So for all of the White Tigress techniques, it really is about building tons of saliva. And that's one of the things with just in general that's a health benefit. The enzymes in your saliva really help with dental health. There's all kinds of different stuff about the more saliva that you have, it's almost like life energy. And it's almost too, you want to imagine that as you're sucking at the head of his penis, it's like you're sucking life force, you're sucking energy, or you're, and this sounds so like kind of negative. It sounds a little like vampiric, but it can be both ways. I mean, he's getting energy too from you as well. So don't think of it that way, but.
And well, the thing is, actually, if he does ejaculate and you get semen in your mouth, you are sucking the life force,
sure,
because that is the life force. That a thimble of semen can impregnate an entire city. So you are, that's exactly what you're doing, and you're causing it to give you life.
Right. Let's talk about semen for a moment, shall we?
Okay, yeah,
look. So semen is a big part of the White Tigress practice. It is, they say that semen on your face is like gold. I mean, this is just like the end all be all is to have semen on your face. And if you're uncomfortable with it on your face, on your breasts. Now, this is, you know, I know this is a little bit taboo because it's become popular among younger generations now to just ejaculate on women's faces without like permission. And I really encourage, you know, guys, if you're out there listening, to check in with your partner first before you do this, and, you know, have a little etiquette around it, because not everyone is open to that. But I really actually had problems with it in the beginning, because I thought it was degrading. And someone reframed it for me. Actually, it was a white tigress, Amara Charles. I don't know if you know her work. She does a lot of stuff.
Yes, she lives right down the block from me.
Amara Charles, in an interview with me, she said that a man's ejaculation is the moment of creation. It's kind of like what you were saying. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. You can populate a city with the creative energy that's in there to create life. It's the moment of
exactly.
life.
So that is the moment of creation. It's perfect to look at it like that and to see that, well, really, that's where we came from. So it's definitely the energies of creation. So thank you for saying so openly that you had trouble with it. Because sometimes as sex educators, often for me, I know, and probably for you, people think that, oh, everything just came so easily. Like
no.
It was just second nature, but no, we had to learn from somewhere, and we had to get over our hot button and the things that seemed terrible to us. So thanks for just going there and saying that. I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, in the book, thank you. In the book, I talk about my story of shame around oral sex, because I had really deep shame about it from very early age. And so this has been, it's been such a journey for me to put this book out. And at any rate, but I want to go back to semen.
go ahead.
So the semen is, you know, it's high in vitamins. It's high in minerals like zinc. People ask me all the time how I get such great skin, and I often joke it's because of all the semen absorption. You know, but it's high in dopamine, which is a feel-good hormone. It has calcium. It has vitamin B complexes in it. It has enzymes and fructose and it's a sugar, iron, you know, it just all kinds of stuff. So it's actually very, very good. And it does help tighten the skin as an astringent and beautify the skin. So there are benefits to absorbing the semen. And when you can reframe it from being something degrading to something that's actually giving you more beauty. And there is a meditation that you can do once the semen is on your face. And I cover this in, I have a video as well on oral sex where we actually show this, the ejaculation on the face and then the absorption of the semen in meditation, where you're just lying there and you're feeling it on your face and meditating. This like a, it's almost like having a white light mask on, like when you go to get a facial at the spa, you know, but this is a different kind of facial, and you're just visualizing this white light all on your face, this creative energy, this life energy, and that you're absorbing it through your skin as you just deeply breathe and absorb it. And I really, you know, I found great benefit in doing that practice. Like I said, I did practice for a year. Now in the White Tigress Manual, they talk about getting green dragons and having jade dragons. And I want to talk just a little bit about the difference. A green dragon is someone who you're obtaining the semen from. It's someone that you're practicing with who you would, you know, maybe see on a regular basis and it, like even daily, who you're getting the semen, you know, you're doing the semen absorption with. Your jade dragon is a male who you only have intercourse with once a month. And he practices semen retention. So he doesn't necessarily, he's not giving you semen except for this one time a month where you're having intercourse with him. But he gets his energy from watching. So this is where this is really controversial, and I don't talk about this in my book so much. But he gets energy from watching you giving fellatio or being turned on or being in an aroused state. Almost like, I mean, if you're in a monogamous partnership, you can still practice white tigress practices, even though the way that it was practiced is more of the green dragons. The jade dragon is watching the woman getting into an aroused state and absorbing semen, and he's doing his own energetic cultivation. And the jade dragon is only having intercourse with the female once a month. And that was the hardest part of the practice for me, was the white tigresses are said to only have, supposed to only have intercourse once a month, because they believe that energy was lost and the vaginal tissue was not kept as healthy through loss of intercourse, which I know now that, you know, that's definitely more of a myth, that the vagina actually gets toned through great intercourse, and especially when it's done in a healthy way.
Well, this is amazing information, really fabulous. I just want to find out in what countries these Taoist practices came from. Like, who would have named this white tigress or green dragon? I mean, it sounds like Chinese food.
Yes. China.
Okay, so they were Chinese practices. Mm-hmm. And about how old are they?
You know what? I don't have the date right off the top of my head, but I want to say 16th century.
1500s.
Yeah. Okay, and there are a few great white tigresses still in existence today. Xi Lai's book, The White Tigress Manual, has more, The Sexual Teachings of the White Tigress, has more information on the history. If you're really fascinated in the history, I have the techniques in my book, but if you really want to know the history, check out his book because it has more of, you know, in-depth information about where the manual came from and the people who are practicing in existence and some of the more historical facts.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break there. And it's great to know about these things. And it really, I like that you demystified oral sex in a whole new way, mm-hmm. you know, by talking to us about these practices. I don't even think I've talked about oral sex on this show. I can't imagine that I haven't. I've definitely talked about it with men giving women oral sex. Oh, I know. I want to ask one more question before we end this segment, which is, what about sexuality in terms of like same-sex couples? Mm-hmm. It seems like, I've heard, I don't know, but I've actually heard from white tigresses that if you're in a same-sex couple and you're two women, that you need to have a jade dragon and have sexual intercourse once a month with this person. Am I opening a can of worms here? Or?
You know, here's my thoughts on it. I also do know a same-sex couple who practices as white tigresses, and they see men just for these purposes because they're what they do, the white tigress practices. Now, I think that you could, if it's really energy that's behind this, I think that if you are in a same-sex partnership, say it's two females, and you are in a monogamous situation, you can still practice these things. Anything that is – I would just adapt it. Like the clitoris can easily become a penis. And doing the techniques where you're licking around – like the technique that I taught, the licking and sucking of the dragon head, you're licking around the head of her clitoris one way and then going the other way. Then you suck on the head of her clitoris, and then you suck back, making the popping sound. You've just applied the same technique, and if you think about it energetically, you can do the same thing. I mean, you can visualize that her clitoris is a penis right there. And, you know, she can ejaculate. Women can ejaculate too. So, you know, you can absorb her ejaculate. It isn't necessarily the same ingredients as what's in male semen, but
it's still good ingredients.
Yeah. Still good ingredients.
Okay, good. And men and same-sex men partners obviously can do this with each other as well. So I want to say that because in our day and age, you know, everybody's got to do everything. And I want to make sure that people don't feel excluded just because we're talking about the balances of male, female. It could be two males doing this or two females doing this. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you for that question.
We're going to come back in a few moments and we're going to pick up in a different direction. We're going to talk about red hot touch, which is Jaya's other favorite topic, tantric massage. So please stay tuned. We will be right back. This is Laurie Handlers with Sex and Happiness.
If your desire is to enjoy sex again, if you are finding happiness elusive, if you fear that the relationship with your partner is eroding, Laurie can help you gain confidence and bring about a transformation through pleasure. Join her community now to find out how. Go to www.asklauriehandlers.com. That's asklauriehandlers.com. Asklauriehandlers.com. Or go to facebook.com/butterflyworkshops. facebook.com/butterflyworkshops. Or on Twitter at Laurie Handlers. That's facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, all one word, or twitter.com@LaurieHandlers. Or go right now to asklauriehandlers.com, enter your name and email, and she will instantly send you her workbook to show you how to increase your happiness, enjoy better sex, improve the quality of your relationship, and gain confidence in your relationships and your sex life right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Jaya, who is the founder of the New World Sex Education. And it's a company that's dedicated to using quality sex education to help men and women get the sex lives they desire. What could be better than that? You can find out about Jaya at a website, missjaya.com, missjaya.com. So far, she's been talking to us about white tigress practices, which have to do with oral sex on men. And now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about another hot topic, which is red hot touch, tantric massage. And, you know, I have to just tell you that yesterday I was at the airport at LaGuardia in New York, and they asked me if I wanted to be, well, they didn't ask me. They directed me to the radiation. And I said for the first time, I don't want to be radiated. And so they said, okay, well, step over here. And so a woman approached me and said, you know, follow me. I'm taking your things over here. Do you want to do this in private? And I said to her, am I going to have to pull my pants down? And she said, no, but I'm going to touch you. And I said, okay, you know, so what? So she started to touch me all over, looking for, I guess, for plastic and bombs and different things to see if I was a terrorist. And I started laughing. And she said, what are you laughing at? And I said, for some people, this might be the most touch they ever get. So I just had to say that as my introduction into talking to you about red hot touch.
It's true, though. It's so true. I mean, it's so sad to me that there's so many people out there who just do not get much touch. And it's so important and so valuable just on a fundamental human need. You know, I think it is a absolute need for us to have. And babies who are not touched develop inability to thrive. They don't do as well. I mean, we know that it makes us smarter to have touch. When I was in massage school, we talked a lot about that. Babies who received 15 minutes of touch a day were much smarter and did better in school, did not have learning disabilities. So,
no kidding.
You know,
interesting, really interesting. Well, to me, it's so obvious that skin is our largest sensory organ.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's like the statement.
Right.
Look at my skin; it covers my whole body. It's there to feel. And why wouldn't it want to, and why would I deny myself that? So it's really so important. But what is, I mean, when you talk about red hot tantric massage, I mean, to me, tantric massage, I've only heard about it one way. And actually, I've only kind of, everyone else in the world thinks about it one way. They think about, I might be jumping the gun, but they think about touching the sacred spot or the G spot. And it sounds like you've included a whole lot more. So let's talk about that. Like, where would we start, and then where would we get to? And
sure.
Why is this stuff so important?
Right.
It's not just a Swedish massage.
Right. I think when it comes to touch, you know, when it comes to tantric massage, you're absolutely right. A lot of people just think of like G-spot or sacred spot massage for men and women. And I really want to include the whole body in sexuality. I think we've become much too genitally focused. And there are so many people who are wired differently. And this is something I'm really doing a lot of research right now with my students and researching on is just how we're differently wired. Some people are very energetically wired, meaning, you know, you can run energy with them, sexual energy with them, and they're going to really feel that and get off on that and get very aroused by that. Some people are more sensual. They need their senses stimulated. They need the bedroom to be clean. That candles on. And then some people are very...
Oh, that would be me. Everything has to be neat and clean and in order, and then we mess it up.
Yep. And then there's some people who are more erotically wired. And this is, you know, this is more traditional where it's like, okay, we can go to the genitals and we're ready to go and our trajectory right to the orgasm. So... you know, I think we have to take all of that into account and take the whole body into account. I went to massage school and studied as a massage therapist first. And so I think that that helps. And there is a big difference between just giving a Swedish massage. My friend Sherry Winston, she talks about four languages of touch, different types of touch. And I like to extend that to five. energetic being the first kind of touch. Maybe you're just hovering with the hands over the body so you feel that heat and that electricity between the two of you. Or if you're really energetically developed, you can send energy and touch with your energy. There's nurturing touch. This would be like, you know, when you're giving touch to a baby or you're just giving those long, loving, nurturing strokes. There's therapeutic touch. This would be more like your Swedish massage. There's sensual touch, which has maybe you peek over the genitals, but it's not genital focused. It's including the whole body. It's including the senses. Taste might be involved, or maybe it's sensory deprivation where you're using a blindfold and touching them. And then there's erotic touch, and erotic touch is more of your genitally focused touch with the intention of getting someone to an orgasm or highly pleasuring them. And I think it's important for us to know the differences and know when we're touching with what intention. Is my intention to turn you on? Is my intention to nurture? Is my intention to help heal something? So red hot touch came out of me going to massage school, me studying a lot of tantra and seeing a lot of tantric massage, and then also going to sexological bodywork training with Joseph Kramer, where I learned more of a clinical sort of Western view of touch and Taoist erotic massage. And I wanted to combine all of this, and I started working a lot with my clients just, okay, on what this style of tantric, what red hot touch massage would be like. And my book came along as well and on the topic. And so it was something I dove very, very deeply into, is developing touch skill, knowing the intention behind that touch skill, and then incorporating the whole body with erogenous zones, with, you know, how do you turn them on in a certain, there's a certain way that you want to turn the erogenous zones on. And then how you include the genitals, don't make them a focus. And include also, I have anal massage included in there, and G-spot massage, penis massage, all those things, but also have the option of having the whole body included.
Sounds very red hot.
It is.
How long would a session like this usually take? If, let's say, two people embarked on this. I know Joseph Kramer has some of the hottest massage videos I've ever seen. Hmm. And, you know, I've studied them.
Mm-hmm.
And I also studied massage in my earlier days. And then I saw Joseph Kramer's, which I thought were highly erotic and amazingly stimulating. But it looked like they went on and on forever. It was never, it didn't seem to peak. There wasn't the goal in mind to have somebody have an orgasm. It was to bring somebody to peak after peak after peak after peak, and then kind of let it ebb for a while and then bring them to peak again and peak again. So is that kind of what you're talking about with this red hot massage? You're taking a long languid time with someone?
It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. I think that there should be room for both options. So a red hot touch massage session could be, I did one last night for my partner, it was 10 minutes, or it can be a long, I mean, it could take all day if you wanted it to. My massage series, if you went through the whole thing and you, let's say you just did it on a woman, it would be, the first piece is 45 minutes, which is all the erogenous zones and the full body warm up. Then you've got a half an hour of genital focused massage. And then if you wanted to include anal massage, then you've got another 20 minutes of anal massage on those videos. If you were just to follow that through with the whole, that would be like a whole session that's really in depth with the genital massage and an anal massage included in there. So that could take a couple hours. And then you could also just focus on, okay, tonight, you know, let's just learn how to do your external genitals, but include your whole body in that. And maybe that's 20 minutes. And so I know people are busy, and I have a 4-year-old. So it's like, okay, we get a chance. I used to have these long, amazing sessions, you know, where I did a lot of long time, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours even. I have one session that went on for 20 hours with one of my partners. And,
oh my goodness.
It's like that just was kind of normal for us. And now that I have a son and I'm running two businesses, it's like, okay, well, I still want to cultivate my practice. I still every day want to be doing some kind of red hot touch, or, you know, I'm doing my blow each other away challenge, that I'm still doing something. And so it's really important for me, even if it's just taking 10 minutes a day to do that, that I'm still doing some kind of something that includes touching and connecting in some way, because it makes me feel so much better.
Sure. Well, let's sidestep for a second, because it occurs to me that we didn't say at some point, you like you're mentioning videos, and you also mentioned the challenge, because in the earlier part of the show, you talked about the 90-day challenge of giving oral sex for 90 days. So I don't want to assume. So the Blow Each Other Away is a book that's about challenging yourself to do something beyond the norm.
Blow Each Other Away is my book on oral sex that has all the white tigress information on it. And it also has some massage techniques, because I'm really big on hand and mouth combinations. So utilizing the massage, utilizing the whole body. I mean, the Red Hot Touch massage can be fantastic before you're going to go down on your partner, and then keep incorporating your hands. I mean, sometimes it's just massaging the inner thighs while you're giving oral sex, or stimulating one of the erogenous zones at the same time, or using your tongue to stimulate one of the erogenous zones. So learning about all that. That's in Blow Each Other Away. And that's a couple's guide to sensational oral sex. It has both fellatio and the cunnilingus techniques. And if your listeners want to, they can go to bloweachotheraway.com/gifts. And on there, I'll give them a free ebook, an audio program on the 12 steps to becoming your partner's ultimate lover, and also a video that I believe does have some white tigress techniques on there. So they'll get all that for free. They can go to the website, bloweachotheraway.com/gifts.
I love it. Thanks so much. And then to just clarify, then you were talking about videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so just a moment ago, you were talking about videos, and those videos, I'm assuming, are about the Red Hot Touch. There's like a series of videos.
Yeah, I have a Red Hot Touch massage series of videos, as well as a book called Red Hot Touch. And they can go to redhottouch.com to see those. And I also have the Blow Each Other Away video series on that as well. So I think I'm up to like 15 educational videos at this point. I love making
That's
videos
great.
And because I feel like it's the best way for people to really learn about sex is to watch something
sure.
and then practice it.
Absolutely. So. Thanks for doing that. It's good. It's really good. Well, we're going to stop here for a moment. When we come back, I'm hoping that you will give us some great ways to improve touch skills and also to enhance the ability to receive. Because this is all well and good if people are going to do what we talked about earlier, which is surrender. But a lot of times people have the hardest time receiving, like they don't feel worthy or whatever. Mm. That's just one of the possible things they don't feel. So I want to come back to that, and then maybe you'll gift us a specific technique or something.
Of course.
Okay. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I am interviewing Jaya today, and I'm having the best time because she's really no-nonsense, down-to-earth, talking about how to turn each other on, whether it's orally or manually. We're talking about both, and she said earlier that she loves hand-mouth combinations, and so we're getting the full Monty here today. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we'll get some real hands-on techniques.
If you'd like to enjoy better sex, increase happiness, improve the quality of your relationships, and gain confidence in your sex life, go to www.askloriehandlers.com. That's askloriehandlers.com. Askloriehandlers.com. Or go to facebook.com/butterflyworkshops. Facebook.com/butterflyworkshops or on Twitter at Lori Handlers. That's Facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, all one word, or Twitter.com @LoriHandlers, or go right now to AskLoriHandlers.com, enter your name and email, and she will instantly send you her workbook to show you how to increase your happiness, enjoy better sex, improve the quality of your relationship, and gain confidence in your relationships and your sex life right now.
This is Lori Handlers. I'm back with you with Sex and Happiness, and I'm talking with Jaya, who has a book called Blow Each Other Away, another book called Red Hot Touch, and she also has some videos
accompanying each of those. She is a woman who is dedicated to education, to people getting the best education they can about sex and then having exquisite sex as part of their birthright. And I see, Jaya, as I interview you, how dedicated you are. You really are.
It is my passion and my mission in life. I really want to help people unleash their sexual ecstasy.
It's so great. And it's so, the thing I'm really liking about what you're talking about and creating is it's really so clean. Like you're talking about intentions, you're giving techniques, you're showing people things on video. It doesn't involve you having to have sex with them.
Mm-mm. No.
You know? And so I really like that. I have to say I'm of the school that says I'm not thrilled when the teachers have all kinds of sex with their students. I like the idea of you spreading the wealth through video and having people discover what they need to discover on their own. It makes them not reliant on you. It makes you give the gift, they pay the money, and they get, or some of the things are free, and they get what they need from you. So I like the integrity about it. Thanks so much for being that way.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, okay, so I asked a few questions in the last segment about how people, well, first of all, how can people enhance their ability to receive?
Sure.
Because people are very goofy about mm-hmm. that.
I know a lot of stuff comes up. The biggest complaint I get is I can't stay focused. My mind races all over the place. Shame comes up. I get embarrassed. And so I think the first piece is just to start focusing on sensation. Get out of your head and focus on the sensation that your partner's giving you. If it's a scratch, if it's a long stroke, if they're doing oral, you know, what does it feel like? What does the sensation feel like? Then second, change your breathing. If you notice that you're holding your breath, just changing your breath can be so profound in changing your state that you're in. So I love a technique called monkey breath, where you mash up your face as crazy as possible. You would want to explain to your partner what you're doing, of course, because all of a sudden you start mashing up your face. It might be a little funny. So and the reason to do that is because it actually puts you more in your primal brain. This is the technique I learned when I was learning how to do an orgasmic birth with my son, so that I could get out of my thinking brain and into my primal brain, which is where birth happens, which is where orgasm and deep pleasure happens. So we want to get out of that thinking brain. And by mashing up face, it's almost like it short circuits your neocortex, your thinking brain, and puts you deep in your brain stem. So mashing up your face and chaotically breathing. So it's like while you're mashing up your face, if you can imagine that. And that's why it's called monkey breath, because you start sounding like a monkey.
I love it.
And that I found to be a really profound and quick way to get out of your head and into your body, just changing your breath. And if you don't want to do monkey breath because it can look crazy, you can just start taking very deep breaths, or maybe do breath ladders where you do increase the amount of inhale. So it would be like, and you go back down. Something like very simple like that, changing the breathing. And if all else fails, I start having my partner change my trance. Like if I'm in a head trance, meaning I'm going, oh, it's taking me so long to have an orgasm, or oh, I just don't deserve all this pleasure, or oh, I should give him something, or whatever's going on in my head, fills or whatever, you know, it's like, okay, like sometimes the breathing and the sensation, noticing the sensation, aren't working. And I need him to change up what he's doing. Because if he's been, like, let's say he's been giving me long, slow massage strokes, I might need him to do, like, some vigorous scratching on my inner thighs or slapping the bottoms of my feet. Something to just change it up, because the long, slow can sometimes just put you in that trance where your mind is able to kind of start thinking. I even, like, pats right to my vulva, you know, like, get in my body, get in there. Like, so I incorporate my partner to kind of help me get out of my head and deeper into my body.
So you speak, this would be a time when you would speak to your partner and say, I need your help?
I used to, but now we're at the point where he knows. I mean, he'll check in with me. He'll be like, you're not here, are you? I'm like, no, I'm not. And he'll just like give me a nice little whack to the bottom of my foot. Get in your body, you know. And so it changes the state, because it's like a fun little playful thing that we've come up with, because he can notice. Because if I'm in my body, I'm reacting. I'm very kriyatic. Kriya is a word that means action, but I've termed the kriyatic, meaning it's when my body starts shaking because the sexual energy starts moving through me. Other people, I know in the tantra community, like the tantra twitchies.
I call it the wave or streaming. So I've always called it the wave.
The wave.
But in yoga, it's called kriyas, where just energy starts just shooting up the body uncontrollably. It's the liquid taking over because the body is so much water, and usually we're in so much control. But when this starts to happen, when the kriyas start to happen, it just means that we're going a bit out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, all right. So I like those techniques. I like the suggestions you're making to have people change their breathing or describe the sensation and anything they need to do to stay in the body. And actually, they could even state, I'm having shame come up. I'm having shame come up. I'm going to let it go now. I'm going to let it go now. Just the act of saying, right now I feel ashamed. I'm taking so much. I'm letting that go. I'm letting that go. Like that. So that's great. Thank you. And so then I wanted to, well, you've actually covered great ways to improve touch skills. Like you just were talking about changing things up.
Mm-hmm.
And being really attuned with the person that you're...
That's number one. I mean, your presence and awareness. I train a lot of men. I have an Ultimate Lover program, and so I have a lot of men who come in and who want to learn how to be better lovers. And I think that this is the number one thing they need to learn, because a lot of times they're like, just give me the technique where I can, like, you know, use my finger on her clitoris and for 20 seconds, and then she's going to have this kind of orgasm. I'm like, it's not like that. Really, you have to have presence and awareness, because women are changing all the time. Our biochemistry is changing. You know, one technique may work great one day, and then it doesn't work the other day. And if you can be really present with your touch, because she can feel what you're thinking and feeling, it comes out through your hands. And so if you're off thinking about something else, or you're worried about getting her off, or whatever is going on, you're worried about your performance, she's going to feel that in your hands. So really just being focused on her, being aware of what's happening in her body, being very present with her. If you can do that, you're well ahead of the game. And one of the ways, again, to get to that presence in your hands, just like with receiving, is notice what's happening sensation-wise. How does that curve in her body feel underneath your fingers? How does that little crevice feel on your fingertip? You know, all the little things you can start noticing and feeling in her body, and notice how good they feel to your hands. That's going to improve your touch skill by so much.
That's a great point. Now, you talk about erogenous zones on the body. Mm-hmm. You kind of nuance to the curve and the crevice. So what are the erogenous zones that people could be looking for on the body?
Sure. There are actually three different types of erogenous zones on the body. There's secondary, primary, and tertiary. And I say secondary first because it's actually the areas that you want to turn on first. Now, the difference is that the secondary and tertiary erogenous zones are skin. So think dry skin for those. The primary erogenous zones are wet. They're usually mucous membranes. So they're a different type of erogenous area. So a secondary erogenous zone would be something like the back of the knee. I can actually have orgasms in the back of my knee if it's licked or touched in just the right way. Playing with the back of the knee by blowing on it, kissing it, and then touching it with your fingertips very lightly. The nape of the neck, the small of the back, the Sea of Tranquility, which is located between the belly button and the top of the pubic bone. That's a really good one if you stroke across from hip bone to hip bone, very lightly with your fingertips. So after you've got the secondary ones turned on, then you move to the primary ones. Primary ones would be like the lips, the labia, the clitoris. These are going to be more of your primary erogenous areas. And then after those two are ignited, then you move to the tertiary ones. Tertiary ones are like the edge of the pinky finger, or the nostrils. Those are areas that aren't necessarily turned on until the first two are turned on, and then they become very pleasurable.
That's great. It's great information.
In Tantra, they're actually called the Karma Marmas in Tantric.
Karma Marmas. I love it. Love it. I want to say to you that I'm very excited by all of this information. I think it's really practical. I think it's really... It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. It's just that somebody has to want to have a commitment or an intention to take their time and learn this, mm-hmm. then they're golden.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it puts you in the top 5% in erotic skills just to learn touch skill and some oral skills, because most people just do not, they just don't know this information. Unfortunately, it's not taught in schools.
No, it's not taught in schools. Well, none of the stuff we really need to know is taught in schools, but don't get me started. I want also to learn from you with my listeners about tantric massage for women and tantric or female genital massage, we'll say, and male genital massage, but we're out of time.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to put people on the edge of their chairs and let them know that I'd like to interview you again in just specifically those things.
Great.
If that works for you, it certainly works for me.
Fantastic. I'd love to come back. I love talking about these things. More people we can educate and get them doing this, the happier world it will be.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Sexier and happier. That's my goal. So, Jaya, thanks so much for being my guest today. It's been my pleasure to be with you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, people can find out about Jaya. You had a couple of websites. One is missjaya.com, missjaiya.com. And then you had another one that you mentioned earlier.
If you want to get the Blow Each Other Away book and the gifts, it's bloweachotheraway.com/gifts. And if you're interested in the Red Hot Touch series, that's redhottouch.com.
All right, Jaya, thanks again. And this is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thanks for being here.
If your desire is to enjoy sex again, if you are finding happiness elusive, if you fear that the relationship with your partner is eroding, Laurie can help you gain confidence and bring about a transformation through pleasure. Join her community now to find out how. Go to www.askloriehandlers.com. That's askloriehandlers.com. Askloriehandlers.com. Or go to facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, or on Twitter at Laurie Handlers. That's facebook.com/butterflyworkshops, all one word, or twitter.com @Laurie Handlers, or go right now to askloriehandlers.com, enter your name and email, and she will instantly send you her workbook to show you how to increase your happiness, enjoy better sex, improve the quality of your relationship, and gain confidence in your relationships and your sex life right now. This has been a presentation of AskLoriHandlers.com. All rights are reserved. This content may be republished with written permission only.